All right, we will call the public hearing to order at 7:05 PM on May 9th in regards to the variance request for Mark Martinson at 480 Henrietta Avenue.
Jim and Mark, do you, or one of you just want to provide an update?
Sure.
Yep.
Hi, Jim Winkles, Vivid Homes. The update for today is we're getting the plans finalized for Mr. Martinson's home and the plan placed on top of the survey, which is going to be done mid next week. And then we'll have the final survey done with the appropriate dimensions on top of the survey. So we have a better reference point, even better than the first time it came. And then we feel at that point we can bring it back and have everything to show you in proper scale.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like that'll be ready for the May 23rd meeting. That's correct?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll be looking for a motion to continue that. Until...
Yeah. And what it do is a motion to continue the public hearing for May 23rd.
Okay. Looking for a motion to continue the public hearing for the May 23rd meeting.
I make a motion to hold a public hearing for May 23rd for the variance request for Mark Martinson.
Second.
All right, approved. We will start again on the 23rd.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, sir. All right. We will look for a motion to close the public hearing.
I make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
All right. Motion's been, how does that go again? Motion's been
made and seconded.
Made and seconded. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Passes. All right. Moving on to the city council meeting. Call that to order at 7:07. And we will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Started out with public comment. Seeing and hearing none, we'll move on to the agenda review. Nothing to add. I'll be looking for a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Motion's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Passes. Look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All right. Motion's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Passes. All right, moving on to Commissioner Fay. Update on 212 and County Road 50.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fay.
Well, good evening. I was just in a meeting in Chaska for foster parents. It was kind of a banquet that Carver County Health and Human Services puts on every year. And there's definitely a need for more foster parents in Carver County. And so that was really encouraging to see all those families and what they do for kids in need. Little update for you regarding Carver County on the handout. You've probably seen some of the activity by MetroNet. They've been doing a lot of work to the west and, or excuse me, to the east of here, Hancock Township, Dahlgreen Township, as we continue to move forward with that Carver link with the broadband fiber optic network. And that you'll see that activity all summer and all of next year, also in more years to come.
Okay.
Highway 212, it's fully funded now from Cologne to Norwood Young America. There's going to be a bridge at Bungard's, and that bridge will go north-south bridge. I brought a map because that's usually really helpful.
It's a good visual,
but where that bridge will be, and that will just be a tremendous asset for the farming community to be able to get over 212.
Yeah,
they'll just go via all the gravel roads to get there, and that is just going to make that so much safer. And we'll start that project then in 2024. And you'll notice this year they're redoing basically the four lanes that surround Cologne. They're going to fix the shoulders, and they're going to work on a lot of the cement, and they're going to make that J cut turn. That's at 284. That was the first J cut turn ever put in the state of Minnesota. And they've realized that the turn lanes aren't big enough for the big trucks. And so they're going to improve all of that and make that a lot safer. So you'll just see constant activity happening on 212. The food distribution, we had 39 food events in 2022. I was able to participate in a couple of those events and help hand out food, and just to see the need that's out there, and just to help all those families and adults and kids. It's really heartwarming. The Lake Waconia Regional Park, if you have an opportunity to go and drive off of Highway 5, that facility has started. It's, if I had a guess, it's probably maybe almost half done now. And we are going to be tearing down the old Lakeside Ballroom, the old Paradise Ballroom. We had a water leak in that facility this winter and caused about another $40,000 in damage. And that was kind of the final straw for us. Now we can knock it down and take some of that insurance money proceeds and help pay for that cost. On the backside, security camera registration, that's something that the sheriff offers. If people that have cameras and they want to register them, please do so. And just helps to obtain different video footage if we need it. The county continues to have a AAA bond rating, which is very impressive. And population growth, we all see the growth coming. It's going to continue to grow. Carver County's the fastest growing county in the state. And things are definitely happening. And then also we are the healthiest county in the state of Minnesota again for the 11th straight year. With that, I'll see if anyone has any questions, Tim.
No, I don't have anything.
Everything looks fantastic.
Yeah, it's busy.
That four lane, is that going to be blacktop or concrete?
Around Cologne?
From Cologne to Norwood.
That'll be blacktop. At least that's my understanding. Right.
Well, I'm assuming since the other ones was. But.
Yeah, I don't think they'll change it. But.
And is that, will that be, I'm guessing they're not going to be able to complete that in 24, but do they have a projected finish date?
Yeah, it should be done hopefully by October, November of 25.
Okay, so fall of the next year.
But it will remain open the whole time, just like they did the four lanes.
Okay.
That worked really well.
Yeah, it really did.
And Mathewitz Construction did a phenomenal job, even though we can't control those bids. We're assuming they're going to bid on it again. And
yeah.
They did a good job.
Yeah, they did.
Very good job.
There's a couple of bigger dips, or there's one remaining big dip on the way to. Is that getting fixed?
That will get fixed.
Yeah. Okay.
That old farm site was.
Right. Is that what that was? Okay. Yeah. Fine in a car, but in a big rig, that could maybe be a little scary.
After a couple cross freezes.
Yeah. Set alone. Understandable. But
the County Road 50 project,
Oh, yeah.
What's the timeline for that?
Or? They're going to start that this summer. It's my understanding, Eric, and as a
June.
Yeah, they'll widen North Shoulders and get that ready.
And then that'll be closed, right? I think they'll have that closed off, right? Is that correct? Or
I don't know, Jeremy. I can look into that and get back to you guys.
Right outside of town here.
How far are they going with the shoulder widening then?
Just to 31.
Widening the shoulders out.
Widening the shoulders.
People pull over, walk, or run or bike, I'm guessing.
Which will be nice.
Well, yeah, it is pretty
safe. Yeah, that's
people. It's a drop off right
there. Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of people walk out that way.
Yeah. Right. The gravel road or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll try to obtain some information from the county.
Yeah, because some people have asked what planning was all going on out there and stuff. So,
yeah. I'll get you some information too, Jeremy.
Okay, that'd be great. Just so like when we do the next newsletter, we can get some out to the residents too, so they're aware of what's going on.
That'd be good to know because that's the way I leave town.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
That's the way I come in too. So it's like...
Yeah.
Gotta go around.
Or... All right. It's the season.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, no, it is.
The season.
Kind of like Chaska. It's dug up already.
Yeah. Yep, they're getting after it. But all right. Well, I don't think we have anything else. So thank you very much for your time. Yes, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Good evening.
All right. We will move on to old city business. And first up is, well, skip over that one. Thank you, guys.
Just during the council meeting, too, just make that same motion.
For this first one, just moving that to,
you know, to continue the public hearing.
Okay. Okay.
May 23rd.
Yep. So the first order of business we've already kind of discussed, and I'll just be looking for a motion to use the verb. Continue the motion or continue the variance request to the May 23rd meeting at 6 o'clock.
I make a motion to continue the land use application for the variance on meeting of May 23rd at 6 o'clock.
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded or approved, okay. Moved and seconded.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Passes. We will move on to water improvements, old water tower.
Yeah, so we're hoping to get that done, hopefully starting here, probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks. We have the pre-con meeting scheduled for the morning of May 25th. We'll have a little more information at probably the June meeting. Might even start, who knows, might even be starting to be done by then. But the 25th, I'll have more time, but I'll send something out to council to keep you informed when that project's starting. And then also there too, we'll try to get something in the newsletter there too about that project also.
What are they planning on doing again?
So yeah, what they're doing there is we want to redo. I mean, if that piping, which we assume is about as old as the tower was, it needs to get replaced. And then what we have there is there's where the pipe, fill pipe came up. And then there's a manhole there too, where the shutoff was and all that. We want to get that dug down to the proper depths below frost. Because right now we have to put a heater in there to make sure,
right,
you know, it don't freeze. And then we want to disconnect,
right,
the water that went into the old pump house and then redo that line and then the services that are
on. And remove the pump house or keep it?
No, we'll keep the pump house. But we've already looked at plans to level, because if you've never been in there, you walk in and then there's a big area, open area here, but it's stepped down. So Jason's already looked at what it would be to get a price to fill it with concrete, and then on the back side there we cut it open and put a garage door in so that way you could store mowers or whatever, or trailers, or
right,
you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the building, so I don't see no need to
tear it down,
you know, get rid of it. It might as well make use of it.
Right, correct.
I didn't realize it was that big.
It'd be enough to get probably a trailer, both of them.
Put both mowers in for storage for winter. Right.
Okay. Who knows what other items in the future. So we'll fill it.
All righty. We'll move on to the part-time seasonal help for mowing.
Just with that, we've also blocked off like about a half hour to an hour with the engineer after we have the pre-con meeting to go through town to look at the streets, kind of just get an update on the streets. I think we're in good shape, but I'd like to get new pricing so we can update the five-year plan, look at what's next. We also want to look at the hall for redoing the driveway there and fencing.
On the back side?
Yep. On the north side of the hall there. So that's got to get done and paved, which I want to go through that with Justin and get it mapped out, and then we'll look at getting estimates to get that done too this year. And then along with that too, the big thing is the park. Me and Jason have been talking quite a bit lately and can kind of tie this in with the next thing, the part-time seasonal mower, just with having we had four candidates go down there and mow, and me and Eric were down there too, and that park it's brutal.
Yes.
I think we have to do something. There's like crevices that are like a foot and a half, and you watch people mow and boy, they're just bouncing. And so Jason's going to look at to see with Miller's what it would cost maybe just to regrade it and level it out and reseed it and see if that would help or work, or, you know, we want to meet with engineers and talk to him about that too. If would do any good, should we do some soil samples or something to see what we're dealing with, or are we wasting our time and money or not? But Jason feels something has to be done with that park, and it's that bad.
Well, I would have to agree with him, because watching it yesterday and today, I know my back could not take it, and I think figure something out before something major happens to an employee of any sort, honestly.
So we'll look at that with the engineer, and then Jason's going to talk to Miller's about what do you think it would probably cost, like to just grade it, try to level it, redo it, and then kind of just basically get an idea from the engineer if that's worth the time or not. Or, you know, my thought is, do you get some soil samples so you know what you're dealing with? You know what I mean? Some good soil borings to see, or I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know what to guess.
So, and Jason's looked at, there's an attachment. It's like a, goes on the Bobcat, up 6-7 feet wide. It's like a
Harley tiller,
kind of almost.
Like a Harley rake.
Yeah.
Soil conditioner.
Yeah.
Did Chet have that in his
career?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was wondering if too, maybe if you like rented that from Lines or something, if that would even help.
Yeah, right.
He just said he's looking at ways that.
I mean, how big of an area are we talking? Football field, half acre.
We're
two football,
three
fields,
football fields.
Field. No, I don't know.
You know,
I
think it's probably looking at.
I think he said one part is better, but basically that.
Because they did do the grading back then. Way back in the day.
Right. So what's causing all this besides decay of old trees underneath?
I'm thinking it's peak ground and
it was an old, just from what I understand, it was old Hamburg Lake.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
So
let's put our baseball fields here.
Yeah.
Build the town.
Yeah. You know. So we'll look into that and we'll report back at the June meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be kind of curious. Have him ask Mueller's about that, because it's not as simple as just grading it. Because once you grade grass over and you pile dirt on top of it, that grass will decay and that dirt will fall down again. So the grass needs to be either removed and hauled out, but what's that going to cost?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and
it looks like it's pretty good grass down there.
Yeah.
You know,
we wouldn't be worried about it growing back.
Right. Right.
But the question is, what's the cost?
Exactly.
You know.
But just looking at, just thinking about it, it's like, okay, well, you'd have to have the grass removed, because you start piling anything on top of grass after years of the decay and you'll be right back where you want.
Could you kill it in the fall, you think, if you waited?
You probably could kill it in the fall. Yeah. Once it's dead, then it's dead.
Yeah.
Maybe mow it off super short in the fall and
spray it.
And spray it. and then be a project for, you know, it'd be kind of nice to do it in the fall, early fall, and then haul dirt in there and let sit over. And I know there's sort of, you're supposed to see in the fall anyways, but I'd almost prefer to sit over a freeze thaw.
Right.
To make sure it's really level. If we're going to spend money.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it may not even be this year's budget item. It's probably next fall, maybe. I don't know. But
let's start thinking about it.
Pricing on it.
Start throwing out there and see what sticks to the wall.
Yeah.
We can do to improve the conditions of the park, so to say.
Are there any trees down there that need to be probably removed?
Yeah, there's a couple stumps he wants to...
Stumps to remove, and then...
Didn't you say that the last guy cut a bunch of branches off some trees and they kind of died?
Well, the kind of coming back to the promises, or... you know, they used to be this thick,
right?
And now the top half's that thick,
right?
And I'm worried about...
And one's half cut.
If we get straight line winds again, they're just going to stand
right over you.
Yeah. So...
I was just thinking about it, something. And if we're going to do it, might as well take out the trees that we think are going to come down in the next 5 years. Because it's going to cost us money later.
Yep.
All right.
So that's where we are in that. And then with the part time, we basically just had picked four candidates come on test drive and kind of observed them and see if they're okay with the park and the conditions. And so far, they were all okay with that. So we'll meet it with as a personnel committee and conduct a couple interviews and hopefully get someone hired in the next couple weeks.
Okay.
Cool.
Sounds good. All right. Move on to new city business. Looks like we're looking at another ad in the NY area guide.
Yeah, so typically what we've done every year is the quarter page. You can see the ad on the back. I'm open to any changes or... We've mainly done it, used it as advertising for the hall and then put the city website on there.
I think just keep her right where she's at.
That's good to me.
And what did that was a quarter page ad?
Yep.
All right. So I'm guessing we're looking for a motion on that. Look for a motion to maintain our quarter page ad in the NYA area guide.
Make a motion to continue the ad at the NYA area guide as a quarter page city ad.
Second.
All right. And moved and seconded. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzina, aye.
Approved. Quarter page ad. All right. We've discussed this a little bit. Next order of business is looks like we'll need a motion to hold a second meeting on May 23rd at 6:00.
Make a motion to hold the second meeting for May 23rd, 2023 at 6:00.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
All right. Been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzina, aye.
Approved. Second meeting, May 23rd at 6:00. All right. Brings us to councilman reports. First up, Paulzina.
Nothing too much, I guess. I had a couple people ask me, and like since being, you know, first year sitting here doing this, kind of curious in how this works or what the budget looks like for it. But all the people have expressed concerns about what it would cost to pave certain alleys in town, since gravel's missing a lot, and then especially the spring and the fall, it gets pretty rough and get graded and just rough on the vehicles. And you know, the last thing I want is all of a sudden have a vehicle break and then we're responsible for a bill or anything else. I don't know how this all works. So they were curious of what it would cost to pave certain alleys or.
I've heard that come up as well. And then and we've got one or two.
They want the whole alley paved?
I'm assuming.
Aprons or, you know, I guess that's.
I was asked about an apron and we must have a problem alley. Is there one that's worse than most, one or two?
Well, we don't have many. They're on this side. The two worst alleys are the ones that are between Railroad and, I got to think now.
Right across from Know-It-Alls, that alley.
Yeah.
That goes straight
down. Know-It-Alls and Mark Edmondson's.
Oh, yeah.
That alley and straight across. That are the two.
That are the main.
Areas that, do you take that alley and go all the way through the three blocks.
Yeah.
Them are the alleys that
yeah
get used the most and that we probably have the most problems. The other one over by Sophia,
yeah,
and Maria in between.
And I think the ones that I was told about would have been if you go straight across from Know It All's, that alley that goes pretty kind of kitty corner down that way,
yeah,
would have been one of the worst ones.
The worst is Sophia and Maria area there.
Mm-hmm.
That alley, that one's usually gets pretty bad too because of. It kind of washes out sometimes.
I heard somebody said something about a
while. And this year, they were probably the worst they've ever been because it was a one in I don't know how many winters too.
Right.
One, just all the snow. And then
and it never froze. Never
recall that much rain.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the freezing and the thawing and they were a nightmare. I mean, Jason did try to shape them up.
Right.
Best.
There, I think behind my house is fine. I mean, not. I mean, what he did for paving wise and mm-hmm. stuff. He did a good job on making what
when you get to that as you go down your alley.
Yep.
The road there. Is there an alley?
Yep, it would be by down below by the ballpark.
One of the right, worst
that's the one I was heard about.
That's the one that's the worst because of how that one washes out a lot.
And I guess that's what I've heard from several people that's
the one I've heard the most is that washout, whatever's washing over. And I don't know if the apron would take care of that or is that not enough to prevent
you probably have to go up a little, probably have to go up more than what an apron would be.
Right. And how are we sitting on? Are we catching up on road projects? Are we getting to a point where will there ever be a lull or is it just going to be perpetual?
Probably after we might have a few years after next year with Brad Street. But the problem I'm worried about Brad Street, that's such a big street that may just totally all the fun
wipe out everything.
Wipe it out. Yeah. Will be used up just on Brad Street. You know, and then it's gotta try to build up again. Cause kind of the concept we've done is try to use LGA for street improvements. That way not forcing, you know, huge increases or assessments.
Right.
Right.
Of the property.
I mean, I don't know, maybe,
but we, you know,
just get a bid on it.
Well, what we can do is we've got the engineer coming. I'll just add it to the to-do list.
Yeah. Right.
You know, what we would need. I mean, I guess the thing there too is do the alleys, you know, how you want to build them, right? How much base is in there? I mean, that would be a thing you'd probably want to find out too.
Right.
I mean, they're not going to have as much traffic as a road, but you still want to build it to last. You know?
Yeah.
And could we start with just addressing that washout area? Sounds like that's.
I mean, I guess for most part, probably. I've been down a few alleys and they, for the most part, seem like they hold up pretty well, but
right.
I just don't want all of a sudden we're in a situation. Well, you did that one. Why don't you do ours? You know, you got to realize that we're tackling the worst things first. And we also have other city projects that we need to attend to. And
yeah. Well, once you do one, you're probably going to have to do all.
Right.
The alley, but I mean, the washout part, I've heard that several times too. But an alley's an alley. I mean, it's not, I don't think we should really spend.
I can have the engineer look at that to see if there's something we could do to maybe bring a load of rock or two in to minimize the washout or.
Right.
Either way, just get his feedback, I guess. It'd be good to see what he thinks.
What he thinks.
Good.
Start with that, I guess.
And, I don't know. I mean, if you want to try to get a bid from Mueller's to short pave it or just a portion of it where the washout is, I mean,
see where it lands us.
At least you can do it. I mean, we don't have to do it, you know.
Yeah.
Look at it.
Yeah.
Other than that, that's all I had. I got that brought up to me several different times in the last month. So
maybe we can just get a whole price put together and we could tell them how much your taxes will go up and see if they want it done.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's kind
that's of the ideal way to
do it.
Right. So, right.
Well, the true impact, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, moving on to Councilman Poplar.
We talked about the park already with the grass and the roughness and the mowing, so I'm good.
Okay. I've got nothing, unlike our full-time mayor, so I'll be looking for a motion to adjourn the Hamburg City Council meeting at 7:34.
I make a motion to adjourn council meeting May 9th, 2023.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Passes. City Council meeting is adjourned.